one. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is your host, Iram Said, with the Global Tel Summit series, From Heartache to Joy. I have with us today Tariq Bibi, one of my absolute favorite speakers. I know many of you that have heard him absolutely love him. I have loved him from the very first time that I spoke to him. He is my, what I call my soul brother, such an enlightened, amazing, advanced human being, and of course, a very masterful energy healer. His programs have been life-changing for myself and for, of course, From Heartache to Joy listeners and for people around the world. And Tariq was just telling me that this new program that he is bringing forth, he is very excited about it. This is the essence of his life's work. It was his birthday a few days ago, and this is his gift to the world because it is, in his own words, a game changer. And I so resonate with what Tariq briefly shared with me, and we're going to talk about that on the call, of course, how the mastery in life, in all areas of life, whether it is spiritual, financial, sexual, relationships, whatever it is, the mastery comes from within. And what we are really being called to, if you look at the world, everything seems to be falling apart. The structures that we live are falling apart. That's not necessarily a bad thing, by the way. A lot of times, things have to fall apart before we can actually see how faulty they were and then build the new. But for all of this, what we need is a very, very deep connection with the self, with the soul, with the divine, so that we are never dependent on the outside circumstances. This has been my trajectory now for a few years and how I have been shaping my life. So I'm so excited that Tariq has chosen to speak on this subject in his own way, the ultimate spiritual mastery course, the most powerful way to master every area of your life. You are going to learn. I'm going to ask him questions like how to master manifestation, how to master the mind, how to master financial abundance, how to master spirituality, how to master our own health, because this is true mastery, right? When we are not dependent on the outside circumstances. So if you have not heard Tariq before, or if you're wondering who he is, Tariq, also known as Bliss Bibi, Tariq Bliss Bibi is a rising star who has already changed the lives of over 1 million people worldwide. He works with businesswomen and men on the spiritual path to help them thrive doing what they love. Through his revolutionary infinity healing modality, he is able to help his clients achieve and manifest their heart's desires with infinite ease and grace, even if they have not been able to achieve their results elsewhere. Tariq is also known as Mr. Miraculous, as a facilitator of inner transformation, helping people on the spiritual path around the world transcend all their emotional and psychological blocks at their core level. In an instant, Tariq is able to help people release years of pain and problems to live life miraculously. And just to let you guys know, in today's call, Tariq is going to be taking one-on-one callers for mini readings where he can identify the biggest block that is holding you back and with his infinity clearing, heal it instantly. So these are going to be mini readings and clearings. For that, you have to be on the phone lines and then press *2 to be placed in the queue. Tariq is a very sought-after speaker on telesummits and festivals. His warm, sincere, and loving, heart-centered presence helps and heals all those who are inspired by his own journey from abuse and trauma to living an inspired life. He is a sensitive, gifted poet, musician, and artist with a commitment to helping people all around the world become their best selves and learn to use their gifts and thrive in this new age of consciousness. He has been labeled an empath, indigo, a starseed, an earth angel, and a light warrior. He earned the name Mr. Miraculous because of the instant breakthroughs he has assisted his clients in achieving. Where nothing else has worked, infinity healing has made it possible in an instant. So I want to welcome my dear friend, Tariq Bibi, back to this show. Thank you so much, Tariq, for being with us.
Iram, my soul sister, thank you so much. I'm so excited for this co-creation. It's always pretty epic when we get together, and I'm just excited to have this opportunity to co-create with you, have some fun, share with our audience, and yeah, make the world, hopefully leave the world a better place after this call.
Yes, yes, and that is now our combined purpose, our shared purpose. You know, it's funny, Tariq, I was thinking about it because my daughter sent me this picture I had taken a few years ago of me in my Tesla, and I was just thinking about this, that at that stage, it's so funny, you were kind of at a similar stage in your journey where you were helping people manifest things that they desired, and you helped me in the same week when I got the Infinity Healing from you. You helped me to manifest my dream car, which was a Tesla, and a beautiful house in Dallas, both of them in the same week, you remember?
Yeah,
and
because
I was very confused, I could not, I had bankruptcy on my credit report, so I knew I was not going to get financing for a house, and you did the Infinity Clearing, and within 1 week, both things fell in my lap, and I was
pretty
so
big.
Excited, and I was very grateful to the divine, because of course, you know, I had that journey of loss and bankruptcy, divorce, and all that stuff, so at that time, those things held a lot of importance for me. And at that time, you were also, you had your Infinity Clearings and they were helping people around the world. And now a few years later, you and I are talking about inner mastery, not really relying on outer circumstances and how to become a master of manifestation in all things. But really our shared goal now is to help ease the pain and suffering that people feel and how to bring more ease and joy into our lives. Ease and joy that is not dependent on outside circumstances. So I want to first talk about, okay, what prompted you to create this course that you say is your gift to the world?
Yeah, it was just a simple idea of, okay, you know, it's been like 13 programs later. And yes, it's fun to help people experience more financial abundance. And I've already done many programs to help people with that. But then I always ask the question, if this is my last program ever, what wants to be birthed? What does God, universe, source want me to co-create with it? What does humanity need more than ever? And with all these external instabilities with the financial world, with health, what can I create that really allows us to tap into the infinite power from within? I really feel the body is such a mystery, and only a handful of people are aware of how to use it to its fullest. The mind is so powerful. Only a handful of people know how to tap into its fullest. The power of manifestation is so powerful as a science. Only a few people know how to tap into it to the fullest. So if we're mastering our spirituality, our manifestation abilities, our intuitive abilities, no matter what happens externally in the world, we're being manipulated, money is being manipulated, you know, our health's being manipulated. When we're fully activated as the divine beings that God, Source, Creator wants us to be, then we're not going to fall for tricks. We're not going to fall for lies. We're not going to be manipulated. We're going to be at the right place at the right time. We're going to meet the right people at the right circumstances. Our health is vibrant. We're tapping into our infinite intuition. So really, to me, I'm driven by spiritual warfare. I'm a spiritual warrior. I was that from birth. You know, I came in with a clear mission on a soul level. And this is a continuation of my work, and you know, you're doing that as well, and I'm doing it, and people on this call who feel that they were called for that deeper mission, this is like the boot camp. This is the, you know, commit to doing this for yourself so you can upgrade your being on all these levels, so that throw us in the middle of a desert and we will come out thriving is really the intention.
Beautiful. So beautiful. I love that. So now you do teach how to become a master of manifestation, right? Tell us a little bit about that, please.
Oh, my God. So so much disinformation out there, or misinformation out there, or half-truths, or half the formula. And just to spend 13 hours just research. So I'm Virgo rising. I'm obsessed with information and researching and summarizing and making it into a digestible form for people to not have to, not everyone's obsessed with researching as much as I am. If I wasn't a healer, I'd be a full-time researcher, which I already do, but I don't get paid for it. So researching all the information out there, whether you know, to help people really find the recipe that I believe all the most successful people follow, people living life on the highest levels, how to know what to focus on, how to have that burning desire for the things that bring your being the most amount of joy and happiness, how to be focused with your intentions, how to continuously transmit to the universe what we're truly most excited about. You know, you were mentioning a relationship. I manifested my beloved 5 months ago, and just sharing with people on this call who are like, I would like this to happen. It's not happening for some reason. There's a reason for that. Learn how to focus on what's most aligned for you in every moment. And when you achieve one thing, how to move on to the next thing. Like I said, 13 hours worth of information, all summarized, not stuff you'll hear on other programs. This really goes deep into the real stuff.
Love it. So I want to ask you, and I'm sure people listening must be, this question must be going through their minds also, that how is what you teach different from like what we hear out there about law of attraction, for example, the secret and all that stuff? How is this different?
How is it different? I feel the main reason is there's a lot of people, including myself, who got really disappointed and discouraged when we were doing everything, you know, things like The Secret was telling us, and we weren't getting results. So what are we missing? And I really started with that so that this way you are focusing on the right things. And it's just a matter of time, and it's divine time. It's not on our time that it will come to fruition, right? So, and it's mastering vibration and frequency on such a deep level, mm-hmm. and focusing our energies, powerfully transmitting what we're truly desiring, not from a place of scarcity or lack, and especially with The Secret, where it was all very focused on financial things, and like you were saying, the cars, the homes, but like on a deeper level, things you can't buy. So you can't buy freedom. You can't buy feeling fulfilled from your life's purpose and calling. You can't buy a depth of a connection with a soulmate or a soul family. So it really goes deeper.
This is so true. And you can add me in that list, that I too was very loyal to, you know, The Secret and the methodologies that were taught. I did everything they said, and I got very bitterly disappointed. And I thought, okay, this was a very good marketing gimmick. It worked really well as far as marketing was concerned, but no, it didn't have all the answers. And since then, I have interviewed, of course, the experts that appeared in The Secret, and learned from them also that no, this was not the whole truth, and that there is that the reality is far deeper and far more exciting and far more fulfilling. So this is so cool that with your research now we can have this in one place and actually truly become masterful. Now you also teach, in this program, you teach mastering one's mind and therefore spirituality and even health. Do you want to talk about that?
You want to address that? Health is the most important thing right now. People who are high achievers, they were doing great things out in the world. Even people that I've researched, they've shifted their number one goals from on our evolution, it starts off money, then it becomes life purpose. But even beyond life purpose, I would say, is health. And I've noticed that trend shifting because health is the new wealth. What's the point of having all of this stuff if our health is suffering, right? So the new paradigm is the new wealth is not things, but it's like an experience of vitality, of feeling alive, of having all this amazing energy in our beings. We're just talking earlier on the call, no matter, like, I just turned 40. I say I'm 40 years young, and I feel there's so much more, and I have more energy and more ambition and more drive and more, I want to experience more and live more. So I feel that it was so important to integrate. Again, so I just want to do a reminder on this program. It's about mastering the basics, and I feel, Yoram, you can vouch for that. Is, you know, it's not about these new topics, new ideas that are coming from higher dimensions. It's like, no, like, all religions touch on basics. All traditions touch on these basics, and it's not about learning something brand new that's never been done before, but it's about mastering the basics. So with health, there's a download and an activation of habits of slowing down, breath work, yoga, stretching, stillness, meditation, and then we do a whole bunch of activation for the body so that it has all this energy. Deepening your connection with your body. A lot of times we're going outside of our body, outside of ourselves, to seek solutions for what our body's needing. But imagine we go back to how it used to be, where you actually listen to your body and you're knowing. You know, I was talking to my mom just yesterday, and she was not sure what to do. And it's like, we go to the doctor gives it a name, and then there's a pill as a solution. Whereas, well, why don't we, you know, do it on an energetic level, emotional healing, as well as what feels good for you on the external. But when we're listening to our bodies and we're giving it what it's needing on an energetic, emotional level, we also take our power back that we've given away to things outside of ourselves. So, you know, for example, my body was giving me symptoms because I was pushing too fast. I was going too hard on myself. And no matter what pill you give me, no matter what diagnosis it is, if I don't slow down and listen to my body, those symptoms will continue, right? So nothing external is going to force me to slow down and take it easy and be in my body more. So I'm looking forward to us deepening our connection with our beautiful body. That's helped us so much, and we haven't always treated it the best, but it's there for us, and I want us to be there for it as well.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love that. Now, I know people are waiting to get their mini readings, and we'll get to that in a minute, but I also wanted to ask you, you mentioned that part of this course is also becoming masterful at sexuality as a sacred sexuality. So what have you found in your research? How does sexuality play into all this?
Yeah, sexuality is huge. It's so huge. I think between money and sex, as challenges in people's lives, they're probably the number top two challenges. And there's been a lot of suppression of it. There's been a lot of attacks on it. To experience true spiritual liberation, which is where we're headed as a society, as a human family. That's one of the key factors. And to have someone have, and it's multidimensional, and one dimension is purely sex, meaning you and an intimate partner having intimacy and allowing yourselves the ability to experience it in the way God and Source, the Creator, intended for it to be. Even that can be, like, I pray before I make love. It's not just a physical thing. It's a ritual. It's an opportunity. To deepen my connection with my beloved, to deepen my connection with God. And I remember watching this documentary, Iram, and you know, I was, you know, my heritage is my father's Muslim, and my mom was born Christian, but she also converted. And there were suppressed texts where they were talking about sexuality in ancient in Middle Eastern cultures, and it was sexuality mixed in with the divine. Like there was a time where it wasn't separated. There was a beautiful marriage of both of those things, and then it kind of separated, and sex became this thing where it's like, don't talk about that and don't bring it into religion. But there was a time where it was actually a beautiful marriage of the two. And we talk about a lot of breathing into areas that feel blocked, opening it up, allowing ourselves to experience more pleasure, even just bringing our awareness into areas that are just blocked or there's trauma held there. So imagine the result being that any blocks in our energy field, there's a circulation now, there's more pleasure there, there's more empowerment, whether it's you with your own self-pleasure practices, or whether it's you with your partner. And then beyond sex on its own is allowing life to be pleasureful. So, you know, when I'm eating my food, it becomes this pleasure meditation. When I'm just with my body, maybe just having a bath, I'm allowing myself to have a pleasurable experience. So I feel like it's way beyond what we're taught. And I feel like we need way more attention brought to this area. And there's a huge resurgence of women stepping into their full power, knowing their bodies, you know, a new generation not falling for the stuff we fell for, and, you know, taking the power in their own hands to liberate themselves in this area as well.
So beautiful and so, so, so important. I couldn't agree more, because what we have done in modern day life is we have kind of boxed things up, right? Here's a box for pleasure that is related to sex. Here's a box for this. Here's a box for that. And we have kind of disconnected our own parts from the wholeness of our experience of life. And what you are talking about is where, okay, let's connect all of these again, because everything is connected. And when we shut down different parts, we're shutting down the whole, what you said, the pleasureful or pleasurable experience of life. And then you realize that the reservoir of pleasure is actually inside you. It does not depend on somebody else bringing you pleasure. You are actually the source of it. So it's so beautiful. I really just, I love that, and I think it is very needed right now, especially, you're right, there is a resurgence of women that are stepping into their power, and there's also what I see, like it's heartbreaking for me to see a couple of my dear friends, women in my age group, so they're in the 50s, who have met these amazing men, and the first thing they opted to do, Tariq, both of them, that they opted to go for these very extensive surgeries, like mommy makeover or whatever. And it was horrifying to me that the first thing you're going to do to your body as it meets this wonderful, you know, men in their lives is that you're going to punish your body for being the way that it is, that it has aged. And okay, it's fine. You know, we go through these experiences in life. It is so painful to watch that, but the pressure is so much that, and these are educated women, one of them being a doctor herself, going through these very painful, extensive, invasive surgeries to reshape their bodies. And it's, and you and I and people listening probably know that's not going to change their level of confidence. It's not going to improve it, because the blocks are inside of us. We're going to carry it wherever we go. So it's so important now to understand and receive this information and to master it. So do you want to do your group process first, or do you want to take callers first? Your call.
Yeah, I'll do the group process.
Okay, beautiful. Yeah. If you can explain what it's for, and I will mute myself and I will receive the energy as well. Thank you.
All right. Sounds great. Beautiful. So I invite you to close your eyes, take a moment to ground in to Mother Earth, to anchor in into this moment. What we're going to do now is an infinity healing process. and it's very powerful. We're going to connect with hearts all over the world and beyond. And the way the Infinity Healing works, it's a modality that I created. It's learned by students worldwide, taught by students worldwide. We even have an 8-year-old in India who's going out there and helping people with all sorts of health stuff. So it's very simple but very powerful. And all it is Source, God, universal energy connecting to you, doing infinite things for you so that you can be your infinite self. And this includes working on the belief systems, the emotions, the fears, the root traumas, things from childhood, from mom, dad, ancestral lineage, past lives if you believe in that, and beyond. There's so much more we don't even know we can ask for, and that gets integrated in the session. Every time you say yes, you're allowing this process to begin, and it continues working indefinitely till it's done, doing everything it knows to do that is for your highest good. So starting now, we're activating the Infinity Healing, and you can imagine it as a powerful force pouring down from Source, God, Universe to your being, starting with the top of your head. And if you'd like to receive it, you can say yes. And if there's anything interfering with you being able to receive or release the maximum, would you like to clear that right now? Yes. And starting now, we're asking for this Infinity Healing to help us raise our consciousness. At the end of the day, it's all about consciousness. It's all about frequency. It's all about vibration. I think Tesla mentioned that. So if you'd like an Infinity Healing to raise your consciousness, raise your frequency, raise your vibration, and to continue to remain in this beautiful vortex of alignment, of mastering the energy game. If you'd like that, just say yes. And just allow the harmony to happen so everything's functioning and aligned in that divine harmony. Imagine your frequency raising or tune, just like a radio where it's like a little scratchy at first, and then you find the right frequency, and now you're back in harmony with Mother Earth, in harmony with the higher frequencies, higher dimensions, with Source, God, Universe, that love frequency and beyond. Vibration, so again, raising our frequency and vibration higher and higher to higher states of bliss, of gratitude, appreciation, empowerment, truth. Truth, everything has a frequency. Truth has a frequency. That's why when someone says something and it really resonates with you, your body reacts to it. You get those tingles, right? You get those sensations. Why? Because there was a frequency in what was said that resonated. We're all energy at the end of the day. So if we're really wanting to experience true mastery, we master it on a spiritual, energetic level. And just allow this energy to continue to raise higher and higher while we're remaining grounded to Mother Earth. And we can imagine ourselves as powerful mountains grounded into Mother Earth. So it's not just raising higher and higher and we're no longer here. We're still super grounded. We're not here to escape our bodies and go up there. We're here to bring those higher frequencies and energies, the visions that we have from, if we believe in home planets, what we believe heaven on earth to be, bringing those visions from the higher realms down and anchoring it into Mother Earth. You have a say in what you desire heaven on earth to be. You're creating it right now. You are a vessel. Your visions can anchor into Mother Earth. If every human being created their lives the way they wish it to be, then everyone has a say. Everyone gets a vote in what this experience is going to be, not just a handful of people. So would you like to anchor in your vision of heaven on Earth here on planet Earth? Beautiful. And we're asking for this to continuously raise our awareness, expand our consciousness, raise our frequency and vibrations, Beautiful. And would you like an infinity healing to have your heart expand and create this beautiful toroidal field, which you can imagine like a core of an apple, and eat an apple. It does this thing where it goes, it starts off big and then gets smaller and then it goes big below. And just imagine that increasing, spreading, getting bigger. And imagine hearts all over the world, which we already are connected, but let's consciously spread our love through the connections with other hearts on our planet, connecting to all the ley lines that are best for us to connect with, and only connecting with the beings that are for our best. There's tons of intentions I've set that we're literally surrounded by beings of love and light from all areas and levels of consciousness, holding space for us now to remember who we are. And we're asking for what's not best within our beings and on our planet to be alchemized, to be transmuted, to be sent to the ground, to be sent back to where they need to go. We're asking that we remember who we are, bring our beings back into the divine blueprint, powerfully anchor us into the timelines that are of the divine will, what God wishes for us. Please, Source God Universe, use us as an instrument of your will so we can co-create what's best for ourselves and for the planet. Utilize our gifts, talents, and abilities to the fullest so we can reach and create the most impact on our planet from a place of being, from the heart center. And help us right now in this moment shift, create that global shift that's needed from a level of consciousness to shift our planetary destiny within the infinite dimensions, in all space-time and dimensions, now and forever. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please, God, Source, deepen this healing. Take it to the next level. Include more than what we know to ask for so that this or something greater can happen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, amen. So it is. So mote it be. And you're welcome to bring yourself back into this moment. And just tune in. See what started to shift for you. What feels different inside of your being.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you.
I will give just a little bit of time for everyone to settle in. I know you might have felt some powerful shift. You can share with us the webcast if you wish. And let's go ahead and see what our callers want to clear today. The first person I'm going to unmute, I think the country code is an international number. Country code is 44. You are unmuted now.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Oh, wow. Tariq, salam alaikum. I didn't know. I just said a little prayer 2 minutes ago to say, God, please pick me. Wow. That's the first time here. So, Tariq, my name is Manisha Modi Chande. Many years ago, I've had a personal session with you from Darius. So.
Okay. Yeah. Good to reconnect, sir. How can I help you today?
I'm struggling with financial abundance, and I'd love some healing, please, and 100%. Clearing.
You got it, Manisha. So can you give me a little bit more information about how is it showing up? Is it what are some of the patterns happening, some of the emotional stuff that's coming up?
Yeah. My heart is beating so fast. Because of the healing, the opportunity as well. So it's karmic as well. I've been betrayed a lot by my father, who's passed away, my ex-husband, siblings, just generally a lot of betrayal, where money is concerned. So having a lot of abundance and then gone to zero. So, and it's been going on for like a couple of decades.
Okay, so betrayal by siblings, by father, and other
ex-husband, clients as well.
clients as well.
I'm an interior designer, so yeah, when it comes to money, everybody's just sort of betrayed me.
Got it. So let's get to the core of this, Manisha,
yes.
So that it's playing out, so that you can have more trust, connections that actually honor you and respect you and allow for, yeah, trust and that will help with the financial pattern that's playing out, okay?
Thank you so much, yes.
You're welcome. And Manisha, do you use the word source, God, universe, another word?
God is fine, thank you.
Great. So Manisha, starting now, if you'd like God to connect to you, that knows everything that's going on, knows exactly where it stemmed from, how to clear it so that it's no longer happening, would you like an infinity healing for God to help clear all the beliefs, all the fears, all the emotions, all the root traumas that are creating situations that are affecting your financial abundance? Would you like that?
Yes, please.
And to heal it from the root of the root, from the moment of conception, everything before it, after it, everything connecting to it. Would you like that?
Yes, please.
Yeah, to release all of that, replace it with all that is best for you so that you have a very healthy relationship with financial abundance and that you are able to trust your guidance and clear the patterns of betrayal, see it all from the highest perspective, clear the karma, learn the lessons, and forgive yourself for anything that's co-creating these experiences and forgive others for anything they might have done to you so that you're able to let go of the past and be in the present now moment where you're at your most powerful and you can change the story once and for all. Would you like that?
Yes, please.
And clear your mind. What's the first thing that pops into your awareness when we tune in and go, where is the root of this betrayal? Where do you feel it in your being?
The first thing that pops up is karma.
Karma. Got it. And so would you like an infinity healing to forgive yourself for anything you might have done in the past where if you've betrayed others, if you've, you know, stole from people, robbed people, you know, did things. We've done so many things in so many lifetimes.
Yes.
So would you like to affirm with me, I forgive myself completely for anything I may have done in my past. Would you like that?
Yes, please.
So just allow the feeling of I forgive myself completely for anything I may have done in the past. I am sending infinite love to the areas where I was angry at myself. I'm sending infinite healing and self-forgiveness for everything I may have done in my past experiences. I clear the karma. I learn the lessons. And I forgive all others that are mirroring this for me, right? So things don't happen to us, Manisha, they happen for us. So all it is God saying, hey, I want you to forgive yourself for these things you've done in your past, but you're not going to know about them till I mirror it to you. So when they get mirrored to us, then we have these emotions come up, like we're aware of the pattern, and then we can actually heal it from our past so we can be free of it. So would you like that?
Yes, please.
And when you tune into the energy now, Manisha, of this pattern of betrayal, does it feel like there's less, how does it feel different now compared to before?
I can't even explain to you. When we started, my heart was racing at 100 miles an hour. And after you've done the healing, I feel so free. You know, my heart, I'm not, you know, it's fine now. I'm feeling much lighter, more calmer.
Okay.
I was very tense to begin with. And I feel lighter, and I feel after the last karmic healing and forgiveness, I feel like a sense of relief and hope.
Beautiful. And Manisha, let's do the number game to really anchor it in. So from 0 to 10, 10 being it's completely healed, 0 means it's so heavy and dense. What would you intuitively say before you did that healing? Where were you with this trust, betrayal, money thing from 0 to 10? What's the first number that pops into your awareness?
It was 10. Very high.
10. And where are you now after you received the healing?
9.
Okay, so 10, how did, so it moved up?
Yes.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I beg you. Beg your pardon. It was 10 to begin with, and it's sort of 1 now. Sorry.
Got it. So you did the other way. So 0 yes. means there's nothing left to do. Got
yes.
it. So I usually do it from 0 to 10, 10 being completely
yes.
healed. So that would be a 9 out of 10. 1 more and
yes.
it's completely healed, and it started off
yes.
as a 1. Got it.
Yes.
Yay. Let's all send Manisha lots of blessings
you.
And love.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Manisha. Please let us know how things unfold and trust that what you started today, Manisha, is going to keep working till it's a complete 10 out of 10.
Thank you so much, Tariq. Thank you so much.
Beautiful
you're
job.
I cannot thank you
you're
enough
so welcome.
For this opportunity. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're
welcome,
my dear. Thank you. Great job. Really beautiful job. All right. Let's move on to our next caller. 504 area code, you are on. 504.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you. Hi. I'm LaDonna, and very grateful for this opportunity. Lately, I experienced lots of blocks in all the areas of my life, and health issues are, of course, as you said in the beginning, major, and I pray for abundance of that so I can have the vitality to create the rest. But somehow it's like everything kind of stopped and is blocked. So I work on everything, but health is my main issue.
And so just to be clear, is it Madonna?
LaDonna.
LaDonna. Okay, got it.
Yes. Yeah.
LaDonna, thank you so much for being here. And what's the one thing that you would like to anchor in if we could choose one area? I know you're saying all areas are seeming blocked, but if you would guess where it all stems from or one area we can focus on that will help all these other areas, was there a specific trauma that happened that caused these blocks? What would you say?
I'd say that the health is the biggest issue, and
what is it, LaDonna? I couldn't hear.
I would say health is my main issue.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. And what's playing out with your health? Is it
yes.
a physical symptom
yes.
or energy or?
It's what? Mostly I have breathing issues and heart issues and some sort of digestive stomach and, you know, it's lots of emotions stuck there and lots of things are playing there. Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you for your transparency. I appreciate it. I'm sure people can relate. So LaDonna, do you use the word source, God, universe, or something else?
God is fine. Yeah.
God is great. So
yes.
LaDonna, starting now, would you like God to connect to you through the infinity healing process to clear anything and everything that's creating any health challenges, any health blocks, any symptoms within your physical body, energy body, emotional body, to help with your breathing to be restored, your heart to be restored, and alchemized
yes.
so that it's functioning in the way that God intended it. Would you like that?
Yes, please. Yes.
And to send this infinity healing down to the digestive system, all the organs there. So you're taking care of the gut, you know, feeding it all that it needs, transmuting, alchemizing all the dense emotions that got stored there, the traumas that got buried, and allowing it all to flow, to function with ease, with grace. Everything's flowing. There's vitality. There's energy. There's your chi circulating. The organs are upgrading to their best possible way of being. Would you like that?
Yes, please.
Yes. To clear all the beliefs, fears, emotions, root traumas that are connecting to this and let it go into the cellular memory, the DNA, ancestral childhood traumas, all levels. Would you like that?
Yes.
Good. And LaDonna, when you tune into the energy of health and your breathing and your heart, what feels different right now?
My breath kind of goes deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something like stuck in my throat, like emotions came up It is amazing. I feel dizzy and like energy. I can feel energy flow all around my body.
Got it. Beautiful. Yeah. And LaDonna, let's just take a deep conscious belly breath and maybe place your hand on your heart. And we just want to affirm, what do you feel is the core emotion that your body's wanting to, like the remedy? So is it safety? Is it trust? Is it a feeling of I am loved? What do you feel is the solution that your body's craving as an energy or an emotion?
It comes to me strength, which I would never consciously figure, but it just popped up like trance. I don't know which way.
Trance, okay.
Trance, like emotional strength. That's what came.
Yeah. Okay, beautiful. So let's anchor in that feeling where you're just in this beautiful trance state where you're connected to God and you're not so much in your head. You're in a higher state of being in oneness with God in this love frequency and vortex. Would you like that?
Yeah.
Beautiful. And would you like an infinity healing to integrate things that bring you into this beautiful trance state, whether it's dance, singing, movement, breath, also sometimes breath work gets you into trance state. Would you like to explore that more in your life?
Yes. Yes.
And LaDonna, if you can do a before after you receive this healing, where would you say 0 to 10 were you before? Before you receive this intuitively, what's the first number that pops up?
It came as 3.
3, and where would you say you are now?
9. I mean,
yeah, that's what I got too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm not talking about issue. I'm talking the wealth of like how wealth. Good I feel the. It was like 3, and now I feel 9.
Beautiful. Yay. Yeah. Can we all send LaDonna beautiful energies?
Thank
of,
you.
Yeah,
this is
very
really
welcome.
Great. Awesome. Thank
great.
You.
Great. So happy to hear that. Let us know how things unfold. And LaDonna, I fully trust that it will hit it will reach a 10, so the energy will keep working with you, okay?
Thank you.
So
thank
beautiful.
You very much, both.
Thank you, LaDonna. Lots of love, my dear. Thank you.
Lots of love
to both. Bye bye. I just
so
love
beautiful.
Seeing this. I love people seeing people transform so much in such a quick time. I just love that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Let's unmute next caller. Area code 613. You are on now.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who's
calling? Hi, it's Wilma. Thank you so much, Aram.
Oh, I thought that was you, Wilma. How are you
here? I'm so excited about this opportunity, especially when you were saying about what happened with you, because I got a pop on when you mentioned your own personal with your house and whatnot. I definitely did an infinity clearing from my financial situation, but what popped up for me when you said that was that I think what keeps dropping me back is that even if I get a clearing from my finances, I still owe so much money, it's overwhelming. So I think I actually felt a positive energy that, oh my God, you got a miracle with your house, that maybe mm-hmm. this clearing will give me an actual miracle for me. I'm going to shut up now.
No, Wilma, come on. That hurts me
to
hear that.
Yeah.
That hurts me to hear that. So, I mean, could you please just reword that like I'm going to start receiving now or something?
Yeah. Well, it's because I think up until now, every time, and I remember even when you were on the first time Aram had you on, you did a clearing for me and I thought it was going to work. This
uh-huh.
isn't a negative, what I'm saying just now. What I just realized while I was listening about the house thing where she had that butt where she said, but I didn't think, and then within the week it happened. My butt
okay.
is, I think, I've been somewhere in my field, has been, even if I got as much money as I can use, I already have so much debt. So it's almost like, you know, the other shoe dropping, if that makes sense?
Yeah, like what's the point, right?
Yeah.
So I got a guest when she was talking. So I'm just so excited that I was actually having an opportunity to get a guest.
Well, and I recognize your number, Wilma. And Tariq, Wilma has been one of those people that has been on FHTJ since pretty much when I started.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that this has been a lingering issue for her, and I would so like to see her just overcome it and release it. Yeah.
There's an echo, but I don't know if you guys are hearing it. No.
No.
Okay, great. So Wilma, thank you for being a loyal member of the From Heartache to Joy team, and let's celebrate that with a powerful healing, and the gift will be you allowing yourself to completely or just have a huge breakthrough in this area. So, Wilma, what is the end result that you're wanting? Because I'm hearing debt, I'm hearing finances, I'm hearing you've received healings, but maybe something opened up today that a big miracle is possible. What's the end result you're looking for?
I think it's the freedom to be able to do and have and be whatever I want.
Do and have. Yeah, true.
And
true
when
financial.
And when yeah, and when you were when you were doing a clearing on someone earlier, I can't remember if it was the first caller or the second caller, but you were doing a clearing on money, and I actually felt in my head energy moving. I could feel it like a tingling on both sides. So I know something started to shift. I actually had sent a question to Aram asking, can you confirm if we're receiving the healing while he's doing a live one with somebody else? Because I just felt something in my head.
Thank you for bringing that up, Wilma. 100%, if you're on the call right now, feel free to say yes for Wilma's healing. You can even say yes now if you didn't for LaDawn and Manisha's healing, because, it's available for all of us. So, Wilma, let's do it. And I recently just did one session with a client. We worked on one area, and then the next month he hit $10,000 in his business. So anything's possible if you're open to believing in it and just having an open heart about it. So Wilma, do you use the word source, God, universe, something else?
I use all of them, but let's use God.
All right, great. So Wilma, starting now, would you like God to connect to you powerfully and clear anything that's creating financial blocks, debt, and allow anything in the way of your freedom on all levels, experiencing infinite financial freedom, financial empowerment, financial sovereignty, financial flow, financial ease, financial grace? Would you like an infinity healing to clear all the beliefs, fears, emotions, root traumas in the way of that happening right now?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Would you like to heal it from the root of the root of the root, from childhood, mom, dad, ancestral lineage, all space, time, dimensions, all lifetimes?
Yes, absolutely.
Clearing all vows, any debt, not just financially, but emotional debt, psychic debt, karmic debt, ancestral debt, all of it.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, this idea, I've been working with a few clients recently, and this idea that, you know, I'm not here to promote any religious ideology, but that Jesus died for our sins. So it's like we don't have to continue carrying the debt of the planetary collective's debt. We're not here to carry the debt of the dark forces. We're not here to carry the debt of our ancestral lineage. If anything, they all did that for us to have the best life possible. So would you like to clear that debt by forgiving ourselves for anything we might have done in the past and forgiving others for anything they might have wronged, if they've wronged us on our journeys, to allow for that liberation, the lightness, lighting the load, letting go of the carrying these burdens? Would you like that?
Yes, absolutely.
and any self-punishment, any hardship on self, to replace it with being gentle and loving with ourselves, deepening our relationship with our inner child, feeling worthy, deserving, good enough to experience that expanded way of living and being, and having the fullness of what's available. Just meditate on nature and look at all her colors and all her flowers and all the insects and all the trees and all the leaves and all the green. Like, that's our natural state. Would you like to align with it?
Yes, absolutely.
Beautiful. And Wilma, when you tune into the energy of this block of abundance and the freedom you're desiring, what feels different in your being?
I have to tell you that the whole time that you have been doing this clearing for me, I could feel my energy body just wanting to scream woohoo. And
yeah.
I'm still experiencing in my head that there's the tingling is still there. So yeah. I think whatever started, I have to choose my words carefully right now. I am trusting that whatever you have started in this clearing is going to complete to fruition.
Beautiful, Wilma. Thank you for sharing that. And if you want to play that number game with me, what would you say 0 to 10 before you received the healing? Where would you say you were at with that?
Your zero is
at the very bottom.
Meaning that I'm desperately in need of healing, and a 10 is
completely clear.
I would have to say before it was a 0. And now it actually feels like, for now, I can't even see a number.
Wow.
Yeah, so
number.
Honest to God, I cannot even see a number. That's why I was clarifying. And so I'm intending to stay positive and focused and staying in this energy. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hold on to that trust. And please let me know, okay? Email and let me know how this pans out for you, Wilma.
Oh,
many prayers.
I love you. Thank you both.
Okay,
Thank you.
You're so welcome. That was so beautiful.
Shout outs to all the loyal. It's just so nice to have people who are there from the start. So sending love to Wilma and all the people who've been committed to this part of this family from the start, and loyal fans and followers and members of this beautiful community. And I'm part of that. From heartache to joy is a big part of my evolution and my practice, and it's been a game changer for me to be here. So I'm celebrating that as well.
Yes, and we're getting ready to play on much, much bigger fields now, Tariq. And so, yes, I appreciate all the beautiful, beautiful community members from Heartache to Joy, especially the ones that have been there from the start.
Mm-hmm.
You really are the reason why, you know, FHTJ is what it is today. And it's been just a beautiful, wonderful journey. And, of course, the healers like Tariq, you and so many others that have graced this platform. And we've been able to share so much healing, so much love with all the people around the world. So it's truly been just a beautiful, beautiful gift. I want to talk now about your offer, because now it just, you know, all of us, people, you know, like yourself, Tariq, that have been connected to this purpose of serving service, there's such a strong urgency now that, okay, this is now time to really help people move into that mastery. And I've kind of been doing that in my own way in Pakistan, which I shared with you went viral with nothing, not a dollar spent on marketing. It went viral. Millions of people are watching and connecting with that, because that's also a message of inner mastery, and people are connecting with that. So I am so aligned with what you are talking about today. It is, if I had to summarize my life journey, that's what it would be. That's what it's about. So I'm so excited to share this with the people today, because A, I know that whatever you bring is life-changing. It's always been. Every program you have brought, it has been life-changing. I know financial abundance has been one of your gifts, that you can change people's lives through the clearings that you do in that particular area. And financial abundance is a big part of this game right now, you know, shifting the power of wealth into the hands of conscious people. That this is, now we know, now we can see it, why it's so important. So I know that this program is going to be a game changer. It is going to be, and I know that it is going to appeal to people that are basically called for this purpose. So this is super exciting, and I'm really honored to share your program with our community. So I want to invite our listeners to open up the page so Tariq can actually explain this program. Orderjoy2020.com/Tariq22. And Tariq is spelled T-A-R-E-K and then the number 22. It will bring you, or just press the special offer link that you have, and it will bring you to this page, the Ultimate Spiritual Mastery Course. Now, he's calling it spiritual mastery, but understand this, please, that this is mastery in every area of your life. It is, of course, rooted in consciousness, so that's why I believe you're calling it spiritual. However, this is mastery in every area of your life, be it abundance, career, purpose, health, you know, sexuality, whatever it is, this is that mastery from within. So 100% infinite life mastery on all levels. And over to you, Tariq, if you can please explain that would be wonderful.
Thank you. You worded it perfectly. That's exactly it, mastery on all levels. So this is the biggest game we can play is the game of consciousness, the game of to master life on a spiritual level, because then all those other things, financial abundance, emotional mastery, sexual mastery, health, all of that is a symptom of you anchoring in from the deeper level. So looks like I'm going through it here, tons of testimonials about amazing people experiencing huge financial abundance from receiving the Infinity Healing Work. These are clients I've worked with on a one-on-one level, mentored, healed, coached, etc. And then we're scrolling all the way down to where you can see the package. So there where it says Package A, is that where we're just going through the program? Okay, item one, master your mindset. So if you're not aware, 95% of the reason why we succeed, or at least 90% of why we succeed, is based on our mindset. Iram can affirm this. All the great people playing life at a high level can affirm this. And so why not start with mastering our mindset? What are we doing when we wake up in the morning that you know, all the successful people are doing? What are we doing before we go to bed? So what I love about this module is you're going to start using your mornings and evenings very intentionally with step-by-step activities that I share in those modules, in that module, so that you can tap into the power of the morning, tap into the power of the evening, and have beautiful rituals that allow you to experience what it is you're desiring to experience. Then we move into master your spirituality and consciousness. There's a bonus in this as well, that is a silent consciousness raising, vibration frequency raising audio. It's completely silent, packed with tons of intentions that will continuously raise your frequency. I started listening to, by the way, just researching this program, my life changed on so many levels. Starting to listen to it as I was recording, I was saying yes to all the healings as I was recording it, transformed my life. I've been in a beautiful relationship for 5 months now. It was hitting such a, like, we're in this beautiful island south of Vancouver that has quartz crystals underneath the whole island, really magical. They say it brings up all your stuff, all your crap. So we were butting heads, and it was like, oh my God, is this going to work? And just by listening to the silent audio, I was able to finally break out of a pattern that kept happening, and we kept doing the same thing over and over again in our arguments. And by listening to it, I was like, oh my God, I can see now from a higher perspective why this is happening, and I was able to do something different and be more in my heart and hold space, and it kind of broke through the cycle. So that's just one experience I've noticed in the last few days that helped me break that cycle. So look at all the cycles and patterns you're going through in your life, and that's the solution, is seeing it from a higher perspective. It's like our guides and angels, God, looking at it from a different perspective, and it's like, oh my God, you keep doing the same thing over and over again. It's because it's a blind spot. So imagine having your awareness and light being shining light on all our blind spots and breaking out of those cycles. Next, we've got, and By Consciousness, the book by Dr. Hawkins' book, Power Versus Force. We've definitely integrated tons of wisdom from that book so that you're able to continuously raise your frequency. Body health, sexual energy mastery, tons of wisdom about sexual energy, tantra, tons of health activations on all levels, and mastering your body's intelligence. Master your emotions. We went through a lot of the information from Abraham Hicks and emotional mastery, staying in your emotional vortex, stay in the higher frequencies of emotions, and healing a lot of the heavier, denser emotions like shame and trauma and blame and being in the victim states and defaulting into the higher states of emotional well-being. Then we've got Mastering Your Mind. We've downloaded Louise Hay's 101 of her best affirmations. Get downloaded into your belief system. We also share my life-changing process where you observe your traumas and your emotions and your inner child's fears, and then you do this process so that if a fear comes up, you don't just say, I'm afraid, and you stop. You give space for the fear to express itself. I'm afraid of putting myself out there because I feel people may, hurt me or make fun of me. And I'm affirming that it's safe for me to do that. And then when you do that, you can move forward with that fear and not let it hold you back. I've been teaching that to a lot of my students for the last 10 years. And I don't know why people just say, I'm afraid, and they stop. So you'll learn how to share it. You'll learn how to say, I'm afraid, in a truer way, and actually do something that a lot of people are not doing that allows for the breakthrough. Master your financial abundance. You know, been doing that for 13 years now. And so we had to integrate a whole hour and a half module for financial abundance. Master the power of your heart, based on all the wisdom that the Heart Math Institute have been researching. The power of the heart, how can we achieve a state of being through the heart's intelligence and connect with hearts all over the world and create that shift on our planet. And each one of these modules has a really fun homework. I call it home play. And this one has a really cool one where you download the app and you test your level of heart frequency and you connect it with hearts all over the world. This is going to change our planetary destiny just by doing that one module. Master your intuition, huge. Imagine not just listening to your intuition, but trusting it and following through on it. So you're always at the right place at the right time. When you study these people who've experienced high financial abundance, it's like, hey, someone told them to invest in this thing called Uber, or someone told them to invest. So imagine being at the right place at the right time. You know, back in the day, someone said, hey, there's this thing called cryptocurrency. Maybe you should invest in it. Imagine you followed through with that, and now you're, you know, financially free. So we still have the opportunity to do that. My favorite of them all is Master the Magic of Manifestation. Like I said, over 13 hours worth of research of people who really have mastered manifestation on a deeper level. And what's not being talked about, what's missing from The Secret, what, you know, those guys like John Assaraf and Michael Beckwith and all those guys, like what they teach their inner circles. Let's get that information downloaded into our being. And as you know, I'm not just sharing the info because the info is out there. You know, there's a lot of misinfo, but the info, if you really dig deep, you'll find it. But not just knowing the information. We're talking about activating this information within your being, so it's a part of your being. That's what makes the Infinity Healing revolutionary, is that it's not just talking about it. We're activating it. It's part of our beliefs now. It's a part of our emotional well-being. It's downloaded into our cellular memory, into our DNA. It's going to impact our future generations, our ancestral lineage, all of it. Last but not least is the Master Your Spiritual Entrepreneurship. So 4 years ago, I started mentoring women healers, and it wasn't just about, okay, let's experience financial abundance. It's like, what is your purpose here on planet Earth? What is your, how can we turn your passions, your gifts, your talents and abilities into you being a spiritual entrepreneur, a spiritpreneur? And here are all the steps I've been implementing in the last 13 years that helped me experience, you know, six figures for my gifts and abilities, and help many other entrepreneurs hit six figures. So I share everything I've learned that helped me reach this level. So get yourself out there, charge your worth, share your gifts, how to sell in a heart-centered, empathic, authentic way, and be driven by your why. So that alone is worth the whole program. And then we've got tons of bonuses, like my, for those of you that don't know, I'm a spiritual rap artist as well, and I integrate healing into my rap music, and people are all sorts of ages. There's kids out there listening to the music, there's grown-ups listening to the music, and it's the work. Part of one of my gifts is just being able to put words into music and having it be the soundtrack of our evolution. So we've got the album Ascension 777, Rainbow Warriors, my latest one, which is Me, Myself, and I, a song I did during the lockdown, where it was talking about my mental health and my anxiety and depression. And for those of you that experience hardships with, you know, heavier, dense energies, how to close all those portals, have the best mental health, feeling, you know, positive, and not sinking into those, you know, heavier, dense, you know, getting stuck in addiction and anxiety and depression and all of that. So it's me at my most vulnerable. I've never done that before. And we have powerful healings to help those who are suffering with those heavier, denser mental health experiences. And then we've got that silent audio for consciousness. And there's a super duper bonus here. I think it's my advanced 5-day abundance retreat in video format that you guys have available as well, where you get to learn how to hit six figures and seven figures from your gifts, hire a team, manifest from the vortex, mindset shifts, and so much more. How to master social media and how to do authentic marketing.
Okay, that is beautiful. Now, that was package A, and I don't know if you talked about item 11 and 12, which are in package B, Tariq, which is three live group healing sessions.
Yeah,
and then
got
three
it.
Distance healing for the next 3 months.
Got it. So, first of all, I haven't done summits in a very long time. I've been fully committed and focused to the people that I'm mentoring, and that's, you know, given all my energy to that. But every now and then I just get this intuitive nudge to open it up, and that's what we're doing here. And it was my birthday a few days ago, and spring equinox, if you're in the northern hemisphere, and there's this Aries energy, that's my zodiac. So just springing into action, taking inspired action, activating that divine masculine that's needed. If you've been feeling you're holding back from doing things, that's part of what I bring to the table, is an activation, inspiration for you to do the things that you've been holding back from doing. So for item, what is it, package B, we're including you guys in the next 3 months to receive distance healing every single month that's going to help with your financial abundance, inner child healing. We integrate the astrology of the time, so the next one you'll receive the benefits of the Aries, what Aries brings to the table. And then, so it's three distance healing once a month. And also, I don't think we have it written here, but it's also three group healings that you'll also be, I believe, joining us for three group healings, for the next, 3 months. And there's also a daily energy transmission to experience your heart's desires and experience more financial abundance. And that is Package B.
Okay, and maybe I missed it, but did you also talk about the 3 live group healing sessions? Oh, yeah, with the astrology of next month. Got it. Okay.
Exactly. So for the next 3 months, one live group call every month, and for the next 3 months, you'll get one distance healing with a follow-up email letting you know what came through for the next 3 months.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Tariq. And couple of questions regarding the MP3s. How should they listen to them? How often?
Yeah.
And
yeah, so,
does the sequence matter? In what order?
Great question. And I actually recorded an intro audio, which I haven't done before. So in that intro audio, I introduce the program. So it's a few minutes. Start with that. And then in that intro audio, I go over step by step how to go through the program. But just in case you don't listen to it, it's one module once a week. I think it's important to do it in the way we've got it set up because the last module is like, some of them are like a 5-day abundance retreat, so they're longer. So we definitely want to start you guys off with the way we have it set up for a reason. And yeah, if you could follow the format and do your best to dedicate 1 hour. Some of them are less than an hour, but most of them are around an hour. And just what I would do is anchor in 1 day, 1 hour a week, and just listen to one module each week.
Okay, beautiful. So just listen to one module per week, and they just need to listen to it once, right?
Once, yes.
And then move on. Okay.
I would also immediately start with the silent consciousness raising audio. I've got that playing on loop while I'm sleeping, while I'm awake. It's in the house, away from my bed while I'm sleeping, but you know it's in my field 24/7, and you guys can play it right off the bat because it doesn't take any energy for you, and it's all silent, so you can do that right away.
Awesome. So that's the bonus number 2 in Package A. And you guys can use that immediately, which is awesome. I also want to announce that Gretchen wanted me to let you guys know that right now these are early bird prices. They are only available till Wednesday, so 2 more days. And that we also have a very unique offer. It does not come around often because Tariq is extremely busy. He no longer does private sessions. So when you check out whether you've bought package A or B, you will be given an option to buy a 15-minute private session, infinite abundance activation session with Tariq. We only had 30 of those, and they are going fast. So Gretchen wanted me to let you guys know that if you're interested in that, we only had 30. They're going fast, and that is an opportunity which is very rare. And if you already bought and you missed it, please email customer support immediately so they can help you out. Once they're gone, we will not be able to offer any more. So please make sure you take advantage of that as well. So that is our beautiful offer from Tariq. Again, it is at orderjoy2020.com/Tariq22, T-A-R-E-K, and the number 22. I have very beautiful messages from Manisha and Wilma. Both of them have had interesting experiences already today, which is really awesome. That means you guys were just ready to let the energy expand you and to move you. So that is really beautiful. If you have any questions regarding the offer, please make sure that you mention those in the webcast. We have maybe another 10 minutes on the call. And I'm going to lower all hands now. If you have a question regarding the offer from Tariq, you may raise your hands now, but only if you have a question, whether this package can help you, whether a 15-minute session is something you need, please raise your hand, and you will be able to ask that question directly from Tariq. We want to honor his time because like I said, we only have maximum about 9 minutes left now. So, Tariq, in the meantime, as people raise their hand or ask their question, do you want to share, excuse me, a story or something that really inspired you as you were working through the research and as you were putting this package together?
Yeah, I'd love to. I love researching about manifestation. I never reach a point where I go, okay, I'm really good at that or I've mastered it. It really taught me to stay humble, stay with an empty cup, continue being a student in life, meaning it's an attitude, and it's an attitude a lot of the successful people have, and I feel like it really humbled me to keep my cup empty, to always move forward with life as a student, and how to not look outside of the basics. It's really, oh yeah, I've heard this being told many times throughout my life, so I'm going to let go of this illusion that I need to learn something, you know, from out of the blue, you know, and just go back to the basics and master the basics. And okay, I slipped up. Let me get back on track with the basics and trust that those basic practices can truly allow for all the things that I'm desiring in life, and that everything is possible, anything is possible. But let me, like, I've worked with clients in the past where they're like, I want to make millions of dollars. And it's like, well, let's start with, you know, hitting, you know, if you've never made $10,000 a month, let's start there. And then let's go to the next level. So it's really helping people be realistic, but also manifest their dreams in a way that's grounded. A lot of people resonate with my work because, yes, on some level, I feel like I'm this planetary soul from the star systems and other places. But I also feel I'm very grounded on Earth. You know, I don't make it. It's very grounded work, and it's very result based, and it helps people in a very real way. And my intention is for it to be sustainable, not just give someone fish, teaching them how to
fish. Yeah. I love that. That is so beautiful. And I want to honor what you said earlier. I want to just bring that up again, because what popped up in my head when you were saying it was, I read this somewhere and it has stayed with me, and that is a very simple statement. What you think you know is holding you back. And so often we make the mistake of saying, yeah, I've learned all of that. I know all of this already. And if we really did, then, you know, we would not really be facing the challenges that we're facing. So somewhere in those foundational principles, we need to go back and take another look. And as you said, staying like an empty cup, because say that I already know all of this means that I already understand all of the divine consciousness, which is impossible for a human being to understand. Mm-hmm. So when you become that empty cup, you're now ready to receive deeper knowledge, deeper understanding. And I've seen that in so many people that have mastered wisdom. They stay like a child. They're always ready to learn. They're always curious. They get so excited that, oh, this is a great opportunity to learn. And it's when we become conceited, oh, I've already journeyed through this. I already know this. That's when we shut the doors. So that was such a beautiful sharing. Thank you so much. We do have one caller, so let me unmute them. 417 area code, you are on. 417. Maybe it's the country code, which is starts with a 41. Are you there, dear? Okay, so I don't know. They're muted, maybe. Let me just make sure. Okay, we don't have any questions on the webcast. So that one caller somehow didn't come through. But I think this is just a beautiful, beautiful call, as always. I'm just so honored to have shared this space with you. And thank you so much for bringing this program to this beautiful community and allowing the
or, you know, people might feel pity. It's always such a joy and pleasure. And may God help you in the work you are doing and continue to give you more and more gifts so you can share them with the rest of us.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Thank you. And I want to thank you guys, our wonderful listeners, everybody that participated today. You guys got the healings and clearings, but guess what? You created that space for the rest of us as well. So thank you so much for your courage and your openness. I really hope and pray that you receive the beautiful healing that you came here for, and of course for all the rest of the listeners as well, live and then later on in the recordings also. Lots and lots of love to all of you beautiful souls out there. Take care and bye-bye for now.